So let's start the sugya of Shemen Zayis. All of the sugyas, as you know, there's, in this sugya also, there are many different ideas that we have to come back and learn. Same thing is true about the sugya of Yayim. But Bez Hashem, as we go weiter, so we'll come back also and see some of the details that we skipped over in the sugya. But as we go, we develop the yesodis of that particular sugya. So the yesod of the sugya of Yayin is that because of the malus of Yayin, so Chazal were mesakin a bracha kevon the shtani liluya. So Ishtani Livracha. So we concluded what was the Ishtani Liluya was that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Briya. He pointed out based on the way that the Chafetz Chaim phrased the Birchas HaReyach of Peiros that Kadosh Baruch Hu put the he made the wine kilo a hemshech of the pri itself different than other peiros in mashkin, and they gave it a separate bracha because we want to focus on a different aspect of the pri. We want to focus on the aspect that sometimes there are parts of the Briya that are, there are benefits to Briya that we don't see immediately. So Lechara, that's, we're going to develop that Yesod more and more. That when Chazal were Misakin Brachas, so they were Misakin Brachas, the Svara was because either the svar was that kolanenim elamazeh b'loy bracha kilu mal, but the oifin atakana, the way the Chazal were misakein this. What's the Chazal were misakein? We'll discuss later on a mitzvah matir. Chazal were misakein a din that beforehand no one has to have bracha. Again, we'll be magdir more. But then Chazal mesakin different brachas. Chazal couldn't be mesakin hin ruchim zomun lecho repairs arts. Chazal couldn't be mesakin mi hin onu maidim levinish v'shemayim ala pri. Chazal mesakin a very specific nusach. So the nusach of Baruch Atosh Makedo that we have to learn more about in the sugya, and it's ultimately the Mahalach is a Nefesh HaChayim. But Chazal were misaking that the bracha is going to focus on different parts of the Briya. Meikar Asvara, one has to give a bracha before being Danim in Olam. So why would there be one shakol divid vore done? So obviously there's something more going on in the bracha, right? Chazal could have said hine onu moedim lechvaydei al shabarasa, whatever it is. So every part of the bracha, as we have to explain, no, Chazal had a very specific goal that they wanted to accomplish. So even though the Yisoida Takona was either to give Haidah for the Peres, we'll discuss, according to Rashi, it sounds like to give Haidah. But then Chazal and Misakin, that the way that we're going to give the Haidah has very specific purposes. So we have to understand what the Baruch is, Atosh, and the Kenim. But now, the Perek opens up by saying that Chazal wanted us to focus on different parts of the Briya. So Machloik is how detailed. Whether Bar Minin is Shom, or whether you say Bar Minin is Ram, or just Bar Pidama Bar Yates. So they also have to understand what parts of the Briya were Chazal separate. So it has to do with this week's Parash also. So now we came across another principle in Brachis that Chazal and Misakein came in Nishtani Leluya. What's the Nishtani Leluya? Person takes an apple and one bakes and boils it with sugar and with cinnamon, so maybe it also tastes better. So you make another brach on it. Every time something you make improve the be another darga. See, you don't make a separate bracha on it. So that's the Gemara says no. But here there's something special that Yayin Yisamach Levavenish. Here there's something unique. First of all, that the Yayin is the pri that we know from Trumas and Meisers. Look, but that doesn't get us any place. That Yayin is pri, so you should make a bar pri. It's in the Yayin, as we discussed. What's pshat? That yayin is the pri and make a separate bracha on the yayin for carrot. Elishan leyusa. So what's elishan leyusa? So you can't just say Kadosh Baruch Hu said because we made this major improvement that we created something that's misameach. So we know there are many things that are misameach that we don't make a separate bracha, right? Person all of the. Any item that's distilled, we don't make a shakarit. We make a shakal on it. So that's what we explained. What's pshat in the shtani lel yusa? What was in the kudas habriya that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand? So through the Chavetz Chaim understood because there is another nakud in the briya of Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes puts koychais tumunais. In the Briya. So you have apples and we have apple juice. Alright? Orange juice. So that's a koyach atom, but it's not it's an ishtan l'yusa. Who said the orange is better than the orange? When there's one hand, no, it's different at all. So watch it. It's a slightly different noise. And if you bake something, you bake a piece of meat, or you fry a piece of meat, or you boil a piece of meat, or you barbecue piece of meat, it's all different in that noise. You don't make this every brachas. So what's this nishtan l'yusa? So that's what we finished up the El Zman, that there's a that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to step back and appreciate that sometimes within the Briya, Kadosh Baruch Hu's matman in the Briya. That was the that's the yisoid. The other thing we have to discuss, though, in the Berachos Bar Pri Geffen is the whole issue of the Lashonos of Nedarim and the Lashonos of the Bracha. So there are other sugyas over here we have to discuss. And we'll come back in Mirat Hashem. But sometimes we have to go a little bit more weiter in order to understand what we said in some of the previous sugyas. So the Gemara says, Gufa, Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, V'chein Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechanan, Shem and Zayas, V'vorchen Allah Boirei Priyei. Okay, in other words, we're saying that even though the oil is a part of the Shem, part of the olive, and the oil is Tomen Mesech the olive, right? But And Yoy said it's not Nishtani Libel Yusa, so it didn't get, there's no new chelik in the Briya that's so remarkable that the Gemara wants us to, like the Chazal said, we got to stop in Miyachin Bracha. Okay. But the world wants to understand now what's bothering the Gemara. You have oil, so you make a bore, creates on the oil. No, as well. So you have orange juice in this pulp, and bore creates in the oranges. No, and you have apple juice in this pulp, you make a bore, creates in the apple juice. No, so what's the unique aspect of Shem that has to be understood? No? Why would you be consuming oil in the first place? Okay, it's a lush and clothing, consuming, good. What's going on over here? What's brought with one? You take a glass of oil and you drank the oil. No, so what's the commercial? That's not possible. Why? Is that? That's mazik. In other words, the Gemara is saying that l'chayra, there's no way that you would get hanah from oil that you'd make a bracha. As the Gemara concludes and says, what taka is the what's is the echit imtza?
Vegetable puree
and the raw. Okay, so we did all these things that to line up. That the oil was included in some kind of mixture. And Idavke wanted the oil of the mixture. Right? In other words, the Iker is the oil. Why is the Iker the oil? Because of Refuah. Because I made a mixture. So usually when you make a mixture with oil, the oil is the Tofel. So we will learn later on in the Perek, a Yesoid, that when Iker betofel, what's the din? You make a bracha on the Iker. Right? So a lot of lumbus to figure out. Is the tafel potter? Is the tafel nigra? Is the tafel bottle? What is this bracha? At the end of the day, I was nether from two parts of the Briya. So why do I only make one bracha? Why don't I make two brachas? Right, a person has deep fried chicken. Right, so l'chora, you're a nether from the chicken, you're nether from the oil. How are you nether from the oil? Because without the oil, you wouldn't be having this particular chicken. Elamai, so for some reason, we learn a din over here, that just because you get several hanois, so you don't make a bracha on every single hanoi. Iker talks, why not? Why shouldn't I make chazal misake? Right? That one cannot be nether ma'ilu bracha. So in the end of the day, I had my mea nigrin, so I was nene primarily from the pay race. I thought I got it hanoh from the shemin also. No. Iker potable. Why? Why didn't we make another bracha? Why can't you make two brachas? Two hanois. So apparently we're in a din over here. You have to understand. So we're not ready for that because we have to learn. There's more to learn about Iker poiter as a tafel. We're not ready to figure that out. We have to put it on the side. We'll come back to this Gemara. But then the Gemara says, so how will I ever have hanah from shemen in a way that's not mazik? So it's, and that it's the Iker. So that was the Chiddush, that what? That it was the refuah. The only reason, the Iker reason for having this anigran is because it's like a person who has a sore throat, so he drinks honey with tea. He never drinks tea otherwise. The only way to drink hot honey is to put it in the hot tea. Right? So the Iker, I'm not sure what I'm saying is correct, halacha l'maaseh. But in that case, the Iker is the honey. Right? It doesn't matter because it's also shaka l'chay. Right? So over here, the Gemara says, so what's the Iker? What is kaveya the Iker over here? Was that? The oil becomes the Iker because of the refuah. But what is determining what is the Iker?
Situation.
The situation? That's not what you really mean to say?
The person. What's coming to help? The person.
What's the person want out of this, right? The Iker is being nikva because why is the person having it? Right? Okay, so again, we learn Iker and Tav later on, we have to keep this in mind. Not exclusively, we have to keep it in mind. And we're going to have to come back to the sugya of Bar Pi Gef, because there the Gemara says, what happens if you're the unusual person's Keveya Suda on something? It says, but let dice a couple of the other. To come back to that also. Right? When do we say we go bus and rave people? When do we say I'm conveying myself? So over here, it's not a problem, because the only reason that the majority of people who have a nigrun is lirafua. The overwhelming majority. They have a nigrun because they need the shem and the rafua. Okay? So that's the Iker Bracha. Alright, so now the Gemara says that why are you making a bracha and a refuah altogether? As the Gemara says, no, because kevan disli ano aminei. What's the Gemara? What's the upshot of the sugya?
Even if you're not doing it for an adam, you still make a bracha if there is an adam.
Okay.
If you're doing it for a
refuah,
you don't
make a bracha. Right. So two different ways of saying the same thing, correct? No, what? What does make sense and what doesn't make sense?
It's a little bit confusing why the refuah itself is not considered.
All right, everyone's like, refuah is not hanah. The hanah of having something sweet roll down my throat. Oh, that was in the bracha.
Also,
but the hanah that I'm not, that my throat won't be sore anymore. The hanah that I'm going to feel, that's not a hanah. So the Gemara says, for refuah, you don't make a bracha on refuah. If, when you took this item for refuah, you had a momentary hana on it, then you make a bracha on that. So again, a yaitzei misugyan, you put the whole sugya together. So what's a yaitzei misugyan? What's the halacha lamaisa? Halacha lamaisa is a person who wants to have shemen and he drinks shemen straight. Einim avarachalov came with the mazika. Alright? So me, it sounds like what happens to a person, and what happens to a person has a piece of meat that is full of fat. Right. Cardiologist looks and says, have this, and comes straight to the ER. You know, but a person has something which is not, FDA says, this is not so healthy. Relative to the FDA says, you can have this once a week. Now he's running it the fifth time this week, right? So this is zikr is not healthy.
No,
so it's masikim. It's a hanah. No, so the guy's having shemen. So that's mas. So when do we say, right, you're not ready to give up a bracha on, I don't know.
Pizza.
What is
soda.
What's that?
Everything.
Let's say have soda that's cold Kool-Aid, what do they call it? Sorbitol, cold Kool-Aid, sucralose, whatever. What is that? All right. Whatever you pick your mazik, right? Right? Diabetic has something that's full of sugar, right? Or, again, a person has something that's been sitting in oil for days. Whatever it is, the relationship is mananenu say it's a mazik. Do we don't make a brach on it?
Doesn't the Rambam say we do?
What's that?
The Rambam says you do make a shakal on oil.
Hold on one second. So again, so the Gemara says that something which is mazik, even though I get momentary anor from it, I don't make a bracha. Something that's mirape, if I get momentary anor from it, I do make a bracha. Right?
You don't have enough?
Something that is mazik, Even if I get momentary hanah, I don't make a bracha. Something that's merape, I only make a bracha on it because if I have momentary hanah. So the hanah of refuah is not a machayev. The hanah of a good time is machayev. When something is mazik, so this Gemara would seem to say that it doesn't get a bracha. So, Tzarechian, when do we say that a mazik, that something which is mazik loses its bracha? Again, rule number one is a person has straight shemen, even if he personally enjoys it, sounds like we say both l'daisel kol bnei yodam, no bracha. Now a person has, that's halacha. Halacha number two, you don't make a bracha on a mazik. Halacha number two is that you don't make a bracha on a tofel. Correct? Halacha number three is that you don't make a bracha on a merape. Halacha number four is that if you have something and it's a tofel in terms of its relative involvement in the mixture, but it's the gabi, the tayelas of the mixture is the ikar. So then you make a bracha on it, right? Because of that, it's merape. That seems, because it's there are two anois. One is the no refuah, and the other lechor is on the of getting some good tam. So in that case, you would make a bracha. So the refuah is kaveda, that's the ikar, and the anois is kaveda to make a bracha. All right. So that summarizes the conclusions. No.
What does that W in that sense? What is merapa?
So the hanah apparently means that it tastes good.
We said before.
Kevin Isli hanah.
We said before the hanah.
It's a good kasha, right? The Rashi is very clear. Kevin the Isli hanah minay was right. Levana refuah yesh le hanah sachila. Hanah sachila is the mechayim.
Once we say that you made it, we only make a bracha on the
ikar,
and the shemen is the
ikar
here. Who cares that you're getting
hanah
from the soup, or are you making a bracha on it?
It's
tafel.
And that
is the chiddush of the sugya. The chiddush is that even if you get hanah on the tafel, even if hanah comes from the tafel, you make a bracha on it.
No.
The tafel here is that you're giving us
hanah.
We're making a bracha on it.
Go slow. Why? What is the ikar?
The ikar is a shemen.
Okay, good. Okay, ikar is a shemen. But the shemen is an ikar because it's a refuah. So you don't make a bracha on a refuah. Okay. So she put, we don't understand that. Why should we make a bracha on a refuah? Okay. But kacha, then we'll have to explain it. Okay? So now, once we explain it, so then we understand why there's no bracha even though the shemen is an ikar, the shemen in itself is not machayev bracha. Okay, now I'm getting hanah from it.
Not from the shemen, from the...
from the tofel, correct. No, so what does Rashi say? Rashi asks you, Kasha, what's Rashi's teretz? You understand what he's saying? Is he end up making a bracha on the tofel?
Because
you're getting hanah from the tofel.
Why?
But the emesis. The emesis, you're getting two hanahs. Hanah of refuah and hanah of a good time. Correct? What is the bracha that you're making? The sha'akol, the shemen is a eitz, and it's in a nigran, let's call it in a barbri adam, or in a sha'akol. All right? So the Gemara says, this is when you make a barbri eitz on shemen. So you're making a bracha on the shemen because it's the ikar. The refuah is kevet an ikar, but refuah is not mechayiv a bracha. So, but the fact that you're getting tam from the tofel, so that's enough to mechayiv. So, what's the mechayiv of the bracha? The ikar of the tofel. So, you're correct. You end up the tofel's mechayiv the bracha. No, it's not the Gemara says no. The tofel cannot mechayiv a bracha. So you end up making a bracha on the Iker, even though the Tofel is the Mechayv of the bracha. Ma Pesher Advar. No, it's correct. I mean, we're saying it's correct.
Yeah.
That's what you have to understand. Okay, so you have to understand, when do we say that a Mazik is patrick from a bracha? You have to understand why a refuah is not a significant enough hanah. We're saying for carrot. We'd say the biggest hanah you can get is a refuah. No. And why is it that we end up making a bracha on the ikur, which is potter from a bracha, when the tafel is the machayv of the bracha? No. Go ahead.
Can you say something like the
ikur
of why he's doing it, the ikur of why he's having the soup is for the shemen, but the ikur when it comes to taste is still the soup? Meaning, you have two different things, but before the bracha is only machayv from the taste. In
regard to the taste, the ikar still is
the soup. In regard to
refuah,
it happens to be the reason why he's doing it,
is
because of the
shem.
Or
you can't,
or there's only one
ikar
that's
what
you can't. Like,
no, you can. Why couldn't he have an ikar and an ikar? Why not?
Right.
Okay, that's what a big issue in halacha. An ikar, right? That comes up a lot. Person has chocolate covered raisins. So what's the din over there? How do you understand the achila? So you're telling me the ikur is the raisins? No, you think about it. Bag of raisins. Never have raisins. He's telling me the ikur is the chocolate and a bag of chocolate. So the ikur, so what? What's the hanah is because the ikur? The ikur is the raisin chocolate taste.
Raisins are good for you.
So the raisin chocolate taste, no? So that lechar means there are two ikurs. You make a brach on both. But you can't make a brach on both. It's only one ma'isachil lechar. I have to understand that, but you're right. Why shouldn't there be? There could be an ikur and an ikur, right? First, it's at Shalant. So, you know, let's say there's no barley inside, right? So, you don't get involved in the Mazinus issue, right? You have a Pesach Tik Shalant. So, Lachar, if you just wanted flanken and meat, you'd have flanken and meat. If you just wanted potatoes that cooked for 24 hours, you'd have potatoes. We want a certain tam.
I like your tafel. Is
that?
It's all like your tafel.
No, not necessarily. You have sometimes you have a tofel to make it. You'd have it without the tofel. You add a few, let's say, spices. You'd have the potatoes without the spices, right? All right. You're not having you put the pepper on there. You don't have pepper. The pepper makes the right. You have a chicken soup. So your mother puts also the vegetables inside of it. So those are all tefillin because the ikur is the chicken and the soup. Right, so you do have, there is a genuine ikur tafel. Not every, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if this changes anything, but it seems like the way Rashi defines like ikur is not to elas, but the amount, the quantity that you have. So he says, the tzarech l'sis bo shemen harbe, da'avale shemen ikur, ba'nigrom tafel. So it could be like similar to like what Ari's saying, like that helps us a little bit, just because the mechayev of the bracha is still the hanah. Like, just because there's a lot of oil doesn't mean that you should make a bracha on it, because oil doesn't taste good. It's not you don't just drink oil. So the mechayev for like actually making a bracha is the hanah that you're getting, which comes from the nigron. But the reason why you're making a bracha on a shemen is because that like lemaisa is the most it's like that's taking up the most space in this dish.
So imkain, let's have a look. Imkain havale and nigrin ikir v'shemin tafel. Right? Imkain, the Gemara says the bottom of lamed hamed base. Gemara says kol shehu zaklo. Additional later on, kol shu ikir v'imay tfeilim havarchal ikir poiter esat tfeilil. And as we'll hear of both. The ikur and the tofel are chay b'bracha, but for some reason Chazal Misakein don't only make one bracha. But v'orach alo ikur apoyter as a tefela. Elo de koshosi lei al yedei anigron. So it must be that you're drinking the shemen al yedei anigron. The Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel anigron may the silka and sigron may the kulish alka. Then the Gemara says imkain if you're having the oil together with the beet juice, so have a nigrin ikir v'shem and tofel. So the Gemara says, "Zaklol kol sheikavim itfeil merchal ikavoyt is itfeil." Hachamai skinan b'chay sheish b'grainay, right? B'chay sheish b'grainay. V'tzaruch l'seis la'ishemin harbe. Da'avi le'ishemin ikar v'anigrein tafel. So Rashi says, what makes the shemin ikar of here a quantity? U'poyt is atfeil. Right? Hachamai skinan b'chay sheish b'grainay. The Tanya, Achayshish Bigroinoi. Now we switch channels for a moment and go into Hilchas Refuah B'Shabbos. Hachamayaskina, Bechayshish Bigroinoi. A person is a sore throat. Loya are Ezer B'Shemin. So a person should not, we call it the gargle, with oil. Techila b'Shabbos, we cannot take oil and gargle with oil. Avol naisin shemen harbe l'secha nigroin u'bayleya, and that brings the oil to the throat. So Gemara says pshita, pshita the what? What's the pshita? Maudit tema kevon de le refuah kamichvin le liver chalei klal kamash melon kevon de islay hanam minei levad me refuah yesh le nosachila. So boy bruche. So again, the Gemara is saying that you have the shemen is. You put in large quantities of oil because the te'elis over here is to have oil that will bring you refuah. So the Gemara doesn't simply say, hey, yois, that shemen is the majority. Therefore, you make a bracha. Right? The Gemara doesn't say that I'm having a mixture of 70% oil and 30% other item. Whereas the Gemara could have stopped there and said, all right, so I have Iker and Tafel, and the Iker is a Shemin, because it's Ribui. So why did the Gemara stop there? Have a Nigger and Iker, Veshemin, Tafel. So there the Gemara says, because there the Shemin is minority. No? So Gemara says, okay, no, it's talking about a case, b'chay sheish b'groinoi. Okay? So b'chay sheish b'groinoi, the shemen becomes the majority. So according to Avram, the Gemara should stop over here. I now have a situation where you have the ikar is the shemen, and it's not masik. B'chay sheish b'groinoi. The Gemara says, pshita ma'udet teima. So this should be a Dover Poshim. Right? Maudit Tema, why is it a Dover Poshim? Kevin L'Rafuq Mikvin Loy Livrach Ale Klau. Right? Maybe I shouldn't make a brach at all, because the only reason I'm having this item with the which is Roiv oil is because they'll give me a refuah. And in a refuah, you don't make a brach. Kamash Malan Kevin Isli Ano Minei. Since I have hana, not from the oil, right? I have hana in it from the. I have hana from eating the mixture, right? So boy brucha requires a bracha, right? So Avram is pointing out that the ikar hana. The ikar hana is from the oil because of the refuah. But now, this mixture has roiv shemen. So I'm making a. So the. So again, kevon d'islei hano minei. Because it's enjoyable to eat, I've given it and made it enjoyable. Now, how did I make it enjoyable? By adding on all these other things, by putting all the tefillin inside. Right? So what's the mechayv of the bracha over here? Is the mechayv of bracha the roiv shemen, or is the mechayv of bracha the hanah sechilu you're getting? So the hanah sechilu comes from the minority. Right, so the mechayv of the bracha is from the minority, but the bracha that you're going to make is on the majority. So it's arachin. Why should that be? All right, now let's the two halachas we should pick up en route. One halach is halach of refuah b'shabbos. Ha'choshesh b'groinai lo yarena b'shemen tchila b'shabbos amol neisen shemen harmei l'seich anigrin u'boi leya. So what's this din over here? Why can't a person have refuah in Shabbos? Is that? Tochen. Shema Yisachik Samimonim. So again, a quick sikum is that there are three different kinds of chayilim in halacha. One is a chayil sheyesh bo sakana. Person, God forbid, his life is endangered. So then the Rambam says Shabbos is like Tuesday. There's no din of Shabbos. Right, then there's a machlokes whether we say hutra dechuya. Do we try to keep Shabbos? It will not cause any delay in the refuah. Machlokes kadmoinim, mishainim, machlokes machaber Ramah. The Ramah says we hold Shabbos as dechuya v'nishim pikuch nefesh. So if one is able to do something like day shinoi, like day nachri, and it will not cause any delay or in any way. And again, delay the pikuach nefesh, so then one does it the bishino. Then there is a chayil she'ein basakana. What's the chayil she'ein basakana? That there's no, even remotely, left unattended, this person's not going to die. Right? A person has a common cold, so he wants to deal with it in Shabbos. So he's another chayil she'ein basakana. Probably you won't find it at all documented. The guy with the cold, if you're his nifter, so not any significant stats on it. All right. So he's got a person has some kind of a rash, poison ivy rash. So I assume no one's ever died from a poison ivy rash. So therefore, it's he's a chayla. Then what makes him into a chayla? Maybe he's a healthy person. Who said there is a category of a chayla? So the Gemara says there is a category of a chayla she'in basakana because dinim derabbanon are lifted for a chayla she'in basakana. B'mokim chayla b'mokim tzar, they go to derabbanon. So what? When does a person enter into the world of a chayla? When do they become called a chayla? No. Nafkamina on Shabbos, a person is a chayla she'yesh basakana v'machal on Shabbos deraisa. If a person's a chayla, but a chayla she'ein basakana, right? So then probably he would be potter from fasting on Shavuot v'tamuz, Aser v'teves, and Tainis Esther, right? And Tzem Gedalia. If he's a chayla, genuine chayla, what makes him a chayla? If he's a chayla she'ein basakana, so then we would was allowed to ask a goy to get medication for him. So bottom line is that if there's no guy around, so we'd be matir at the rabbanon. But what's a chayla? No? Bedridden. Nafal mishkav. He's a chayla. Exactly, is that the getter of nafal mishkav? So there are achreinim primarily, I think, based in the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, who say that Nafal and Mishkov doesn't necessarily mean the guy is bedridden, but it means he's not fully operated, not fully functional. The bedridden is a moshel, right? It's a simon, not a sibah. That's what many Achrayim say. Person is not able to do the things he normally does. It's a more liberal interpretation. I think the Achrayim has that. So then there is what the Chazal call a bari in mechush ba'alm, a healthy person who has a headache. Mechush, he's uncomfortable. He's not Nafal and Mishka. Guy has a headache. It's a regular Tuesday. He pushes for the day. He doesn't go. He doesn't get to tell his boss, I'm taking off. I have a headache. I'm Nafal and Mishka. Guy has a bad cold. Right? His boss doesn't say, okay, go home. Right? Doesn't give you nothing enough of Mishka. And if he's home, he doesn't say, take it off. He says, no. You go virtual. So, a person is nafal and mishkav if he's so shvach, he can't function. But let's say he's able to function, but he's uncomfortable. Right? Or he has, let's say, his back pain. So, bari with mechash ba'alva. So he has to walk more slowly, he shouldn't lift things, but he doesn't stay in bed all day. He's not nafal and mishkav. So, at bari with mechash ba'alva, that's the only time Chazal said that they now say it's usher to have medication. Person is a chayle sheish basakana, of course he has medication. Person, even a person who's a chayle she'ein basakana, he's a chayle, so you'll have to have medication. But a person who's a bari b'mechesh ba'alma, so then Chazal made a din that we're afraid people get very tzitz, people get very proactive when it comes to pain. You serve and should. So people go into full charge mode. So we're afraid that the person will go into, want to get some kind of medication, and the medication is not there, that the part of the medication that the person had prepared for this kind of situation not there, if somebody else took it. So Chazal said, no, that bari, the Mechush Ba'alma, has to stay Shabbos with the Mechush Ba'alma. He has to stay Shabbos in discomfort. If he's Nafel and Mishkav, he can take medication. He can't ask someone to grind it. If a person's a Chaylish Yesh Basakana, and there's no medication around, so a person would be allowed to grind it, because you can do an Isidei Raisa for Chaylish Basakana. If you have a choice of grinding medication or getting a guy to pick up medication. So that's the machlekes mechaber Ramo. Mechaber seems to say that Shabbos is hutra because of pikuach nefesh, and the Ramo says clearly it's duchuya. So if I can get a guy to pick up the medication, so then it would be also for me to make the medication. That's a person who's a chayla shein basakana, right? But so the Chazal are also makel to take medicine and shops. But a person who's a bari b'mechush ba'alma, so it's not even a shayla, it's not even a discussion. Of course, they just can't mechal shabbos. But what about drabonis for care? The most put for care, a bari b'mechush ba'alma is as a more chomer than did. Can't even take medicine. Can't take prepared medications. Why? Because we get so worked up correctly about somebody in pain that we're going to end up doing a malacha. So that's the Easter of Refuah and Shabbos. Right? A little bit, what's counterintuitive in terms of Refuah and Shabbos? It's a little hard to understand. Anik Shabbos. A little bit hard to understand. So, Ben Echanavi, Chazal held that the pacha that a person would end up being mechal Shabbos, so that overrides the Eidik Shabbos. Rav Shechter has a mahalach that the mechudishnik mahalach that what's the din if I have medicine prepared, so I'm not going to come to me. I have 5 months medicine prepared in a bottle. Right, I took my. So now the question is, can I take that medicine in Shabbos? I'm a bari mechush ba'alma. So we generally say no. Why not? Because kevan shebal lo sibah. So Chazal said you can't take medicine because you may come to grind it. And it's even the prepared medicine you can't have because we're afraid it'll run out and it'll end up having to make medicine to do disha. Or somebody else will see you having this medicine. I think you can do disha. So we have a din of leplug. A person cannot take medication on Shabbos if he's a barrier with the Mechush Baalma. So, the question was raised to Poskim, what happened if a person lives in a time where nobody grinds medicine? Right? So now we live in a time where if a person needs medication, he doesn't go to get his mortar and pestle and pull it out. Even the pharmacist only has the bowl and the pestle for decoration purposes. Right? He's not pounding away, he's not grinding things. So Shaul was raised to Poskim. So what's the general rule? You? Loy plug. What's the other way of saying it? That's correct. Loy plug or? Right? Gemara in? What? Okay. Good. Yeah. Is there? Yeah. Where's the makor of the sugya? We learned it from our Sinai. But that's not the makor. The makor is the Gemara says that when the shofar stops sounding, you can go up the mountain because the Shekhinah is gone. So what if now the Shekhinah is gone? We know that there's no Kedusha Sinai. Once the Shekhinah is gone, you can go up. Gemara says no, that Chazal make a takana, so we need a Beis Din Gadol Min Chachma to take away that takana. So it came in Shabbalah Sibasa, Leibadla takana. You have to, until Chazal take it away, the takana is still there. So the Gemara says that Lachar that should be so. Chazal made such a din. Well, Lagoin points out that we find that sometimes the Siba which Chazal gives is only one Siba, there are other Sibas also. Meshach Chachma points that out. Hashem the Vilna Gaon, that I think the Meshech Chacham was the beginning of Perek Yud Beis Shmoyz. Came with Shabbala Sibasa, there can be other Sivas. So we say, Came with Shabbala, Libala Sibasa, Loi Bala Takanta. So that's the Chavi. There's a Tshuva from Rabbi Elazar Waldenberg. Somebody asked him that question, he said, he doesn't tell the question. He said, there's still a lot of. Svardim still grind medications. They still have herbs. And somebody needs an herb, they take the herbs and they start grinding it down. She says, the people who ask the kasha don't know what's really going on in this world. So that was in the 70s. I don't know if it's still true nowadays. Nowadays, most thing you do is you displace a pill sometimes. I know if that's Seichen Achar Teichen. And there is a Mahalach, Rav Hirschler was Adam God on Eretz Yisrael. He was, for a while, even he said the top shir in Shalavim. For a while, he said, but while he was Mashiv in Chicago. No, he was from Chicago. A Hirschler. No, he's not a... Did he say in a Koto also? Maybe. But Moshe Hirschler, you see him in the beginning of many of the Sfarim, he did the... He was a Yeshiv Rosh of the Machon that did the... a lot of the... So Hirschel had a mahalach that maybe we should say butla si basa butla the kanto over here, because we do find what's a classic example of where we do say butla si basa the kanto. Was that? No, it's an example, a classic example. Taisva says by miraktin b'tavshim yomtiv. The Gemara wouldn't say false changing grams. The Gemara says that ain mirakt in mitanku yamt. We don't dance. We don't clap in yamt because she misakin klishir. So Taisva says no, it's misakin klishir anymore. So therefore, we should be able to do it. And Taisva says also, what's the other example Taisva gives? Mayim megulim. Person has water open. So the Gemara says one cannot have water that was open over Shabbos because maybe a snake or a scorpion left the poison there. So Gemara says, so Tosva says, we live in places where we don't have scorpions or snakes. I tell machlekes, maybe we'll not go anything as chaylik in this, but that's the few examples. So Rav Shechter points out that all of these examples are examples where when Chazal are misakin the takana, they're misakin the reason for the takana in the takana itself. So that takes care of the Vilna Gaon. Normally, Chazal didn't tell you the reason, because there are other reasons. So when Chazal told you the reason, that means it's the only reason. And when Chazal told you the reason, so the Ke'ilu saying, when the reason, it's not Shai, it's a Chiddush. Somebody once asked the Rav, and the Rav said, we say, Kevin Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. So somebody asked him, what about the Tosfos in Beya, the Avon in Beis, and later on, in third parak? The Tosfos says, because you have a difficult Tosfos, you don't understand the Tosfos. So you don't understand the Tosfos. You don't paskin on a Tosfos, you don't understand. You don't understand that. It goes against the Malach of the Gemara. You don't understand. So the Rav, most postmen do not go down this road. But you find someone that went down this road. So now the next step is Rav Shechter had another Chiddush. And he said that usually we don't know whether the reason was given by Chazal together with the Takana. But he says it could be that when the only way that made sense to make the Takana was to give the reason. You're going to tell people you can't dance in Yom Tov. Can't dance in Yom Tov? What about Simchas Yom Tov? Right? You can tell people you can't dance. What about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? That was in Beis HaMikdash, in Shavuos HaMikdash. But L'chor you see that it's supposed to be Misameach. So the only way Chazal could have explained not dancing in Yom Tov is it would explain to us. So that Siva had become part of the Takana. So Shechter says it could be. I don't think he said Hamam Shalach Lamaisa, but I think he explained that L'chayra, it's very hard to say that Davka and Shabbos, a person's not going to take medication because he's a bar b'mechush b'alma. So they tell a guy on Tuesday, no medication. I understand. I mean, why, I don't know why you make a Tashat Takana, but okay, it's Tuesday. You don't have to be Nana from Tuesday. But Shabbos, you have to have Oineg. So Chazal, Garemi, Mesakein, you may come to do Teichein. So they should give up your Oineg Shabbos. So Chazal had to explain. Yeah. We're afraid the person will come to Dinde Raisa. And we'll explain that that's Taka Darka Shubna Yodam to get Odom Bol Al Tzara. People, the person, you have a member of your family, there's a lot of pain. The person has a terrible, terrible headache. So then you get people try to do anything they can to get a medication. They'll go to different pharmacies. The person's in pain. They try to get rid of the pain. So a person's going to end up forgetting that it's Shabbos and do Tchina, do Teichin. So if that's the case, Rosh Hashanah says, well, then it could be that this could be an example of Bodla Sibos or Bodla Tekanta. So again, it's not Halacha L'maisa. I don't think so. So what does that do with this Gemara? Nothing. This Gemara says, this explains the background of the Gemara. We're not even, this is the background of the background. Now the Gemara says, Achayshish B'Groinayim, so lo yareno b'shemen tchilu b'shabbos, avol noisin shemen harbe l'teicha nigrinu b'leia. So what's going on over here? What's the pshat of here? The person we're saying, which is an end run, a sneak. You have to have oil, so you can't gargle with oil. Oh, but if you put the oil into something else, and no one sees you having oil, you take the label off the bottle. And you pour the oil into an orange juice bottle, so now you can have it. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara explains that Leirena b'Shabbos the Mashi b'Sech Gironiv Eino Beleya to gargle. Became in the Leibola Leimukham Milsad Lirafuahu. The Chachamim Gozer all called Rafuahis and Nikorais. Bishum Sikas Amimonim Shimilacham. No, what's that Nikorais? It's the aside. What's the aside? Right, so I don't know if the that is a siman, right? I'm not sure if it's a siman. It's a siman. It has to be if it's not clearly nikar, right? So one example is machol briyim. A person never has oranges. He has a cold. It's all he eats is oranges. Why is he having oranges now? Because he wants vitamin C. So he's having the oranges lerefua mutter oser. Mutter, why? Because it's not nika that he's had in lirafua. A machol briyim. So once you have something which is normal to do, I don't know the answer to this question. Many people ask about putting on different kinds of applications when a person has rough skin. So there's one issue with rubbing in, not for now, that's the merech. But let's say a person just dabs it on. So I don't know what the MS, I don't know. What do you call Vaseline, do you call it a machal brim or not? I don't know, they just know what the emes is. Do roiv people who use Vaseline do it as brim, as healthy people? Not because they're responding to pain, but they're doing it to prevent something, so as a lubricant. So if that's the case, so with the emes, you have to find out from the marketing people, have to go online and find out what is roiv Vaseline sales. So if roiv sales are for brim, becomes a machal briyim. It's not nick, you're doing it for a fool. Or let's say a person takes a medication prophylactically. He's a healthy person. He has to take a certain medicine so that he won't become a chayla. So that lechayla is not nicker. So therefore, it's not a refuah. Again, there are those who say, well, it depends if it's a pill or it's not a pill. Maybe a pill is always, there's certain. The machleg is lagabe certain vitamins. Is a vitamin considered to be a refu or not? Different shittas. How to explain whether it's. But the Gemara says if a person has to make an eye application. So if he prepares the eye application before Shabbos is mutter. So many different interpretations because it's not nikar. Because he prepared the preparation before Shabbos. And that's not. It's an unusual way of doing it. So since it was an unusual way of doing it, so that's enough of a not niker. It's a chiddush. But that's one of the explanations of this din. Halach is, if a person makes an eye salve before Shabbos, he can use it on Shabbos. What's the Hezbra Dover? So some say because he did it in an unusual way. So over here, he needs to take, if he takes his oil and he gargles it, so he's not, he's clearly doing a ma'aseh refuah. But if he has this mixture where it's roiv shemen, so then it's not nikker that he's doing it the refuah. All right? So that's how we get, so that's the Nerni Shabbos. Nothing to do with bracha. Why do we bring this in? No. Why do we bring it in?
That's the case.
Just to give us the mitzias. We just wanted to have a mitzias of having nice and boy shem and arbe. But it's a very important Rashi. Kevin de la Ibola la Mukhamilsa to the Rafuhu, Mahamim Gazru. I'll call Rafuhu Sandi Kores. It's a very important Rashi. But if it's a Rafuhu Shenini Keres, so then it should be a Mutter. Now, yeah. Gazru, I'll call Rafuhu Sandi Kores. Okay. Yeah.
So, does that mean that the issue with, refuah in general on Shabbos is like a Maris Hayim thing? Because
that's the machlokes amongst the Sfarim, right? Is the answer is not necessarily. Not necessarily. In other words, the Easter refuah, is it that l'chayra, the pashas is that I will come, I can't have refuah because I make it so sehitzed, so focused in having refuah, I will end up being z'chikas avmar. But Rav Waldinger points out, he has learned pshat under Rashi, it's just like you're saying, that I can't have refuah because somebody else might see me having refuah and he'll say, he probably was a messiah some avmar. Right? Now, why did you say it in this Rashi?
This Rashi says,
Yeah, okay, it could be. That might be where that might be the dig. I forget right now. Rivaldo makes that dig. That it's a din in Mar, that it's a din of somebody else saying it. I thought it just meant that if I go out of my way to have the refu in a certain way, so then that it'll be, I will remind myself not to have, not to just seek a savon. But Rivaldenberg, who was the, he was the most prolific and most prominent posek and medical issues in the 70s and the 80s, maybe in the 90s, I'm not sure when he was nifter. He was the Rav of Shari Tzedek for many, many years.
What's the Pesach? Because I feel like
Pesach of what?
What the real issue is. Cause,
of what?
Of what the real issue is. Like, if it's a concern for you or a concern of Marasayim.
I have to look what the Nafkamina would be.
By yourself.
What about like a vitamin,
could be. Vitamin
could be. Not for a food, people think it's for a food.
You're saying the person is taking shouldn't be doing this. The person is taking, he's a, it could be also for other reasons. The person is taking some medication to build up his muscles for some reason, right? So it could be also b'chlal, but let's say it's not also. So I mean, it could be unhealthy. That's what I mean. But let's say it is not considered to be unhealthy. So is that, so l'chayra, you'd say it's a machal b'riyim, the guy's not a sick person. But there'd be those who would say, no, that it looks, because it's a, because it looks like a medication, and it's taken in pill form, that's a machal b'riyim amongst the poskim b'zmaneinu. The same thing is true about vitamins. It looks like you're taking medication. Now they're saying no, it's a machal b'riyim. So that's a three-way machlokes. Reversely, I think it was makel and vitamins. I think. And Moshe Shlom Zalman are machalik in different ways. If a vitamin is there to as a supplement for a certain chisaron, or a vitamin is there to add on another layer of whatever protection. In other words, let's say a person is taking a vitamin because they have a deficiency, or they could be because let's say their vitamin D is down, their D is down, so they're having vitamin D. Or a person's taking vitamin C, not deficient vitamin C. He's just he read three articles and say that if you have vitamin C, then you won't get a cold. He doesn't want to get a cold. He takes vitamin C. So one is a deficiency, and one is lechazik. So Rav Moshe says to me, "Mamale, a deficiency is a refuah, but lechazik is not." And Shlomo Zalman said, for carrot. He said to me, Mali deficiency, that means it's food. I don't have enough vitamin D, so I get it in a different way. But to be mechazek, that means I'm taking something which is not, I don't normally have. That's called the refuah. So the two have two different ways of looking at it. But the Iker, they're saying, I think they're accepting the idea that, hey, yois, that it looks like a refuah. That's enough to make it into refuah. Tzorchi and Gadol. The many svarim that say for carrot, that even if it looks like a refuah, but if it's not a refuah, it's a machal b'riyim. What's pshat machal b'riyim? Machal b'riyim means it looks like. So that may also be based on this Rashi Nikoris. That's Harti B'machriya. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if this is true, but I've heard that if you're taking something on
The two mahalchim. There's a sefer called the Minchas Shabbos. The Minchas Shabbos I forget exactly who wrote it. It was one of the great Svarim before the Second World War, a few decades before. So I don't know much about the Mincha Shabbos. He's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah frequently. Mem Dun Ches Shin. This is, I think, the one Mincha Shabbos I know, because it's very, very popular. That if a person began taking medicine before Shabbos, so then they're allowed to take it through Shabbos. As long as it began before Shabbos. What's the Hezbra Adavlach? Or the Hezbra Adavlach is that I'm not going to be Teichen if I'm beginning to take medicine on Shabbos, or I take it once every, not in the schedule. But if I take it every single day, and I started to, in a bedding, and I said, if you began taking it before Shabbos, L'chorus, then you prepared it ready for it. So that is not mukubal by most poskim. It's used as a smach. It's a very popular word. Many people say it. But most poskim do not, because they don't find the makor for it. But when you put persons with sarf kulis, then there's another mahalach by Rabbi Yamin Zilber. He was a rabbi of Bnei Brak, one of the gedolim of Bnei Brak. He has a whole bunch of svarim, the same name. I forget the long series of svarim. It's slipping me exactly what the name is. So he has a chiddush. I think Rav Shechter likes his chiddush, that if a person will not get better unless he takes it on that day. So he says Chazal could not have been misaken that I should not get better. So if a person will not take the medication at all on Shabbos, so they don't get better. Right, they have a rash, and if they skip one day of applications, they'll never get rid of the rash. So it says le'itochen. In other words, that's v'mokim tzal that goes with their abundance, that a person should always be sick. That was a chiddush. But sometimes we mitzarif those two kulas. Okay, so we have to finish up the first a little bit more about trumas and trumas, but. Boaz is going to be heading on to Eretz Yisrael now. So the Gemara says, "Al mi yiparid mechaver b'soich der halacha." Shows me in the middle of a sugya. So we're in the middle of a sugya. And with Hashem, when you come back, we mashal the sugya together. Okay.